This is Long-Term Care Connections for December 4th, 2024. Brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. Register today for WACA's 2025 Virtual Winter Symposium. Join WACA staff and expert presenters for 3 days of focused, in-depth education sessions that will illuminate the journey to help you reach your long-term care career goals. Each day of the virtual winter symposium will be centered on a specific track. February 18th, Technological Advancement in Long-Term Care. February 20th, Leadership Development. And February 26th, Regulatory and Government Affairs. All sessions will be held on Zoom, so you can join from your home or office. Sign up for just one track, or save when you bundle all three. Go to waca.org today to register. The Department of Health has issued new nursing pool reporting requirements for 2025. Beginning January 2025, nursing pools will be required to submit their annual information to the department in January of each year, not during their annual renewal timeframe. This means you will need to submit your required reports with the previous year's worth of data between January 1st and January 31st each year. You will have a full month to provide the necessary information. Failure to complete the annual reporting requirements can result in disciplinary action on your license. Check this week's issue of LTC Connections online for links to the RCW, policy statement, and FAQ related to these reporting requirements. Ensure your staff is trained to provide medication assistance services. WACA's Vicky McNeely has been passionate about medication safety in assisted living for the past 25 years. Vicky first designed a medication assistance training class for WACA in 2007. The class has seen many iterations and, in its most recent form, has been a 10-hour course approved for continuing education and taught in-house by qualified facility trainers. Last year, WACA contracted with a company to move that program into an online format, where students can access a self-paced learning class while testing their knowledge along the way. This online course is now approved through DSHS for 3 CU hours and serves as the starting point for any caregiver new to medication services. You can find this course in WACA's new learning hub at education.waca.org or check out this week's LTC Connections online for more information. WACA's Top 10 Citations webinars are back in January. Hosted by Vicky McNeely and Elena Madrid, these popular webinars are invaluable resources for learning the best ways to address the most common citations in Washington's assisted living and skilled nursing facilities. Find out what the most common citations are and why. The assisted living webinar will be held January 9th, and the skilled nursing webinar is January 16th. Register now so you can learn what you need to do to avoid these citations in the coming year. The U.S. Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General has released Nursing Facility Compliance Program Guidance. The OIG published its General Compliance Program Guidelines document in November of 2023, with plans to provide updates to industry-specific guidelines in 2024. This week, the OIG published the updated Nursing Facility Industry Segment-Specific Compliance Guidelines, the first update to the Nursing Facility ICPG since 2008. The purpose of the compliance guidelines is to help nursing facilities identify their own risks and implement an effective compliance and quality program to reduce those risks. The guidelines are voluntary and non-binding, and the OIG notes that they are not one-size-fits-all and must be tailored to the unique nature of each facility. OCA recommends members review the nursing facility ICPG with special attention to risk areas that are relevant to their operations. OCA is also working on additional educational training to support members' understanding and application of these guidelines. In today's grassroots update, we're highlighting a WACA advocate who is set to brief state leaders on SNF admission barriers. State leaders trust WACA as subject matter experts and have asked us to brief legislative and agency leaders on issues around difficult-to-discharge patients. We are working with Queen and Healthcare Administrator Aaron Doss to present a compelling firsthand account of the various barriers that prevent SNFs from accepting certain patients. Aaron's testimony, which will be provided to the Joint Legislative Executive Committee on Planning for Aging and Disability Issues, will elevate awareness around these issues and underscore the need for additional Medicaid funding support. You can find a link to watch the live stream of her presentation on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. The committee meeting begins at 9 a.m. on December 11th. For more ways to use your voice this coming session, contact Eric Negemir at waca.org. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. December 9, 2024. Live webinar on nurse delegation for assisted living providers. This three-hour session covers the entirety of RN delegation from the perspective of the nursing process. Assess, diagnose, plan, implement, and evaluate. This class is for anyone in assisted living who wants to learn more about how nurse delegation works, from the RN to the Director of Wellness, LPN, Lead Caregiver, and Administrator. December 18, 2024. It's time again for RCS and providers to connect. Due to a power outage, the DSHS Licensing Agency provider meeting, which was originally scheduled for November 20th, has been postponed to December 18th. There's still time to register and join us virtually for your chance to engage with field managers and regional administrators on topics critical to providers, including key regulatory updates, important policy changes, and quality improvement initiatives. We will hold a forum for skilled nursing facilities and one for assisted living communities. Registration is free. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the education calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.